Hacking seems to be everywhere and all around us. But a new flaw in software used all over the internet is probably one of the most important vulnerabilities of all time. Those are the words of one cybersecurity professional. This vulnerability has a geeky name of Log4j, and companies like the makers of the video game Minecraft are scrambling to fix it now. So are Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, and IBM. Alan Liska joins us now to explain more. He's an intelligence analyst at the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. Alan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before going into the technical details, can you give us a sense of how widespread this flaw is in servers across the internet?
I don't think it's an understatement to say that it is one of the pervasive flaws that we've ever seen in software, and potentially one of the most impactful. And what's particularly concerning about this is that a lot of organizations don't even know that they are running Log4j or that they have that installed because it's embedded in other programs that they're using.
So, I mean, this could be connected as far as kind of, you know, digital users, regular people could be connected to our employers, our e-commerce, our cell phones, the power plants that deliver electricity. Should we think about it in that kind of a scope?
Exactly. So it's not just specialized software that uses it. It's everyday commodity software. So, you know, every aspect of what we colloquially refer to as the cloud could potentially be impacted by this.
Okay, so very briefly, Log4j. What is this vulnerability and how can the threat actors exploit it to get in?
Log4j is a logging package for Java. So organizations want to know who's visiting their websites, who's accessing their databases, etc. So it takes that external data and it presents that information to anybody who may need to look at the logs. The way that it's exploited is just through that capability, in that you send what we in the security industry term a specially crafted packet to the target server, and that's all you have to do. So it's just any public-facing server that's running a vulnerable version of Log4j. You send that specially crafted packet. The server interprets that as a call out to another server, one that's controlled by the bad guy, and then the bad guy can use that to pull down information, usually some sort of loader or something they can use to continue the exploitation process.
Okay, so I, the cyber bad guy, can communicate with a server that has this hole in it and get in or try to control the server or what's in it?
That's exactly correct.
Okay. You know, in the past, some of these cyber perpetrators were experts who were highly trained, but is this the equivalent of, I don't know, you know, teenagers knowing that they can now break into every house in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, it's as if you had a magic key that would automatically unlock all the doors in the neighborhood. And in fact, that's the initial type of exploitation we're seeing, is kind of the low-level cyber criminals were the first ones to really take advantage of this flaw.
Okay, well, the Department of Homeland Security has said they haven't yet found major incidents in the government, but I can assume government-connected hacking groups are looking into this, and obviously people out there to make money. On the protection side, how long will it take for the pros to understand how big the vulnerabilities are and to try to start fixing them?
So again, the big challenge is knowing which systems actually are running this program. And to your point, Bandiant has already said that they've seen both China and Iran starting to scan for this vulnerability. So it has moved from that low level up to nation state actors.
Hmm. And just real quick then, is the timeline for some kind of resolution, you know, in the order of weeks, months?
This is one of those that's going to linger for a very long time, unfortunately. I think most people are going to be patched within a matter of weeks. Between CISA and the Department of Homeland Security, there is a massive nationwide effort, you know, amongst all security teams to try and get this resolved as quickly as possible. But there are just so many servers that are vulnerable to this exploit that it's unlikely we'll get all of them in a short time period.
Alan Liska is an intelligence analyst at the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future. Alan, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and look forward to talking to you again.